Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, February 9th. Coming up, economics and energy takes center stage in this year's 13th congressional district campaigns. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Congressman Darren LaHood says he does have concerns about a memo from the head of ICE saying agents don't need a warrant to enter homes. LaHood acknowledges Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable search and seizures, but says it's complicated.
There are exigent circumstances that allow for police to not use a warrant, but I think you have to have a proper balance with our Constitution.
LaHood says some of those complicating factors include people who are fleeing from enforcement, who have a criminal record, who are in the country illegally, and who are non-citizens. Some constitutional scholars note the Fourth Amendment applies to non-citizens as well as citizens. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says federal immigration enforcement must change before the Department of Homeland Security can receive extended funding. It's the department that oversees multiple agencies, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Durbin says ICE should be held to the same standards as every law enforcement agency.
Do you expect to run into a Chicago policeman wearing a mask, taking off his name tag? No, you don't. And you also expect him to be wearing a video camera. Those are basic to good law enforcement, but unheard of when it comes to ICE operations.
A sweeping government package which passed the House last week on Tuesday included a short-term measure to keep the department funded through this week. Lawmakers have until February 13th to reach an agreement or the department will shut down. On Friday evening, community members gathered in downtown Champaign for CU at Home's annual One Winter Night event. CU at Home is a local nonprofit that provides shelter and services to people who are homeless. Participants pledged to raise at least $1,000 and spend the night outside in the freezing cold, in cars, tents, or makeshift shelters. Melissa Courtwright is executive director for CU at Home. She says this experience builds empathy and shows community support for people who are homeless.
They so often feel overlooked and marginalized, and they wonder oftentimes, does anybody care? And an event like this really reinforces you have an entire community behind you as you take your steps forward.
89 people signed up to be a part of this year's event. Number 5-ranked Illinois men's basketball winning streak has come to an end, losing 85-82 against Michigan State this weekend. IPM's Jonathan Matthew has more.
Right from the tip-off, the Illini and the Spartans battled it out, with neither team able to get a comfortable lead in the first half. Michigan State took the lead in the final seconds of regular play, but Illinois forward Jake Davis tied the game at the free throw line to send it into overtime. In the extra 5 minutes, Michigan State pulled away with a 6-point lead and batted away Illinois' last-second attempt at a comeback. Illinois' record falls to 20-4 overall and 11-2 in conference play. The Illini men will return to Champaign this Tuesday to host Wisconsin at State Farm Center at 7 p.m. This is Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
Still to come, economics and energy take center stage in this year's 13th congressional district campaigns. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 42 degrees and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 34 degrees, a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 50 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 26 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 42 degrees, with a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, we continue our conversations with candidates for the U.S. Senate. Republican R. Kerry Caparelli works in sports marketing and teaches college geography. If you have questions, our voicemail line, 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Early voting is now underway in Illinois ahead of the primary election on March 17th. Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski is seeking a third term in the 13th Congressional District, which stretches from Champaign-Urbana to East St. Louis. But as IPM's David Pierce reports, Budzinski faces several challengers from the GOP as well as her own party.
Republican candidate Joshua Lloyd lives in Verdon, Illinois, near Springfield. This is his second time running in the 13th Congressional District. At the 2025 Illinois State Fair, he told me his campaign focuses on energy, education, and the economy.
Economic development within manufacturing or in that respect, but we still have to focus on the farmers. Farmers are one of the most important individuals within our country.
Lloyd says Illinois is one of the top energy producers in the U.S., so he is aiming to help industries make their fuel more affordable.
Whether it's nuclear, solar, coal, natural gas, we are a top producer. So we have to make it cost effective and efficient in order to produce and export.
Another Republican touts his 30 years of experience with nuclear energy. Champaign County Board Member Jeff Wilson gained that knowledge in the U.S. Army. I met Wilson at the state fair while campaigning with his wife, Becky. He believes nuclear energy will boost Illinois' economy.
Bringing more energy to Illinois through nuclear power, small modular reactors, so that when you turn your, when you move that light switch, your light goes on. When you want to open up the refrigerator, it's still cooling things.
Another military veteran is running on the Democratic side. We caught up with Dylan Blaha and his team as they passed out pamphlets to students at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. The Urbana resident is an Army vet who served in Afghanistan and performed cancer research from 2017 to 2021 as a U of I student. He wants to focus on basic needs if elected to Congress.
Affordable housing. There is a rising unhoused crisis in everywhere from Champaign-Urbana to Springfield to East St. Louis. And so building affordable housing and investing in infrastructure all around towns. There's a lot of young people that are 20, 30, even in their 40s that they just don't feel like they can afford housing anymore.
Blaha is trying to unseat Democratic incumbent Nikki Budzinski, who is running for a third time to represent the 13th Congressional District. During her time in office, Congresswoman Budzinski helped the village of Savoy secure more than $22 million for an infrastructure project that will build a new bridge on Curtis Road so trains can pass over cars, improving travel times. Congresswoman Budzinski told me she wants to continue focusing on economic policies in her next term.
The first is called the LEAP Act, which again connects to my workforce development work. It's a tax credit for small businesses that hire apprentices, again, helping to make more opportunities a reality for young people that want to get into the workplace here in Central Illinois.
Budzinski, a former aide for Governor J.B. Pritzker and former President Joe Biden, also supports repealing parts of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill that would reduce reimbursements to Medicaid. The Illinois primary will be held on Tuesday, March 17th. The winners will compete in the general election in November and will help determine if the next U.S. Congress will be majority Democratic or Republican. David Pierce, IPM News.
Later this week, the 21st Show will tape a forum with the Republican candidates in the 13th Congressional District race. That forum will air next week. You can read more about the candidates and sign up for a ballot to help with research at ipmnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Jonathan Matthew, Charlie Schlenker, Anison Krebs-Carr, Minju Park, and David Pierce. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.